Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. Here's to Your Health discusses the current thinking in wellness, bringing you the most influential thinkers in beauty, fitness, and longevity. Your host, Joshua Lane, was part of the Dr. Ann Wigmore team that helped bring wheatgrass, sprouts, and raw foods to a worldwide audience. And now the host of Here's to Your Health, Joshua Lane.
Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Joshua Lane. My guest today is Scott Tipps, and Scott Tipps is the president of the National Health Federation, an organization I'm very happy with that has done a great deal to help us with our health freedom here in the United States and also around the world. And Scott is a regular contributor to the show. Scott, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. I really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Josh.
Now, Scott, for the listeners who are unfamiliar with the National Health Federation, please tell us what that group does.
Well, the National Health Federation is the oldest health freedom group in the world. And what we do is we go around defending your rights, your listeners' rights, to have a free choice in food and health and not be restricted by undue government regulations. So this is what we've done for a very long time. Translated into real terms, what that means is trying to get, and successfully getting in many cases, fluoride out of the public water supply, helping people fight mandatory vaccines that they don't want or need or could use, and defending your right to take supplements. We've done that successfully for years, and then more importantly, perhaps in some respects, is fighting on a global level for you at the Codex Alimentarius Commission meetings and committee meetings that go on nonstop year-round.
Well, that all sounds like very important legislation, and I'm happy to say that I'm a big fan of the National Health Federation, and I support the work that you're doing to educate us as to the problems as with fluoride. Which, by the way, the Europeans, the Germans, the Swedes, the Danes, none of them fluoridate their water. The Germans fluoridated their water in the 50s. We put it in for them. But in 73, they took it out when they found it was not effective. And a lot of Americans, just when you talk about fluoride, they laugh as though like you're a silly person. But if you do even 10 minutes worth of research, you realize the advanced industrial nations of Europe do not use fluoride. So, and the National Health Federation was very important there. They've done so many important things that I'm just proud to be a member, quite frankly.
Well, I appreciate that, Josh, because it is important for people to be members. Anyone listening here can support our work by becoming a member and going to the website thenhf.com and joining. And when you join, be sure to mention, just use the code word Johnny, and you'll get a free Codex book, and it will help explain to you about the work that we do at Codex and how it's so important, and you'll be educated on it in a way that you wouldn't be just by perusing the internet, for example. But the other thing that we're working on is trying to spring a couple of people out of prison who have been put there because they sold a cancer cure that worked. That was the problem. If they'd sold one that didn't work, they'd probably be free right now. But at the moment, they're under the gun because of this, and that's something that we're working on at the moment. GCMAF is a glycoprotein that's produced naturally in everyone's body, but when people get sick or stressed or whatever, their immune system goes down, and then cancer can take a hold, and it will, through the use of an enzyme that the cancer cells exude called NAGLase, it will inactivate your innate immune system. So GCMAF injections of this help put you back on the track, and it has huge success rates, 90 to 100% in most cases. So these unfortunate people in Europe were selling a very relatively low-cost cancer treatment called GCMAF, and they were having huge success in cases of cancer of the liver, cancer of the pancreas, which are nearly 100% fatal. They were having 100% success rate. They didn't have a single person who died when they were given the injection of GCMAF for liver cancer, pancreatic cancer. And now the woman's sitting rotting in a French prison, and we're hoping to get her out through appropriate appropriate legal action through the court system there, but we need help. So this is another way you would help us help you by joining NHF and or donating or, you know, spreading the word about what we're doing. And again, if you go to the website, thenhf.com, you can read a lot about this. If you sign up for the email list, you can read a lot about these things. And if you join, then you get the magazine as well, and that tells you even more. So really encourage people out there to join the NHF and help us, because we don't get big bucks from the big corporate giants. We don't get it from the U.S. government taxpayers. We just get it from mom-and-pop type people who donate and contribute to us and join.
Wow. Well, our guest is Scott Tipps, the president of the National Health Federation, and I'm happy to say a regular contributor to the show. Now, Scott, what was the name of this cancer cure? It's GCMAF?
Yes. It's a glycoprotein macrophage activating factor, and every healthy person produces it naturally in your body. So all that the treatment has done is refine it, process it in a way that purifies it and sort of magnifies it, but it's still just a very small amount that gets injected into the body. It's like a nanogram. It's one billionth of a gram. But by doing so, it helps your body fight off cancer cells and cancer tumors. It works on viruses as well. It does not work on bacteria, or bacterial infections, but on viral infections and on cancer cells, especially tumor cancer cells, it works phenomenally. The success rate for breast cancer is somewhere north of 80%. Prostate cancer, the same thing. Lung cancer as well. Colon cancer, any sort of tumor cancer, and it has virtually no side effects. I mean, some people get a kind of an immune system boost reaction that they notice, but it's nothing harmful at all. But most people don't even notice anything symptomatic other than they're getting well. So you usually give these injections just subcutaneously, or intramuscularly, not intravenously, but you give these injections twice a week, depends on the state of the cancer, whether it's stage 1, 2, 3, or 4, and stage 4 might require more frequent injections, but it's a fabulous substance, and yet the government, the FDA, the MHRA in the UK, and the French government are suppressing it because they don't want the competition with the $200 billion a year cancer industry that's going on now, the racket that's going on now that causes people to die, frankly. I mean, the success rate for chemotherapy is between 1.5% and 2.3%, maybe 8% if you believe one study. You compare that to the GCMAF injections, success rate at 80 to 100%. I would take the GCMAF any day of the week if I had the choice. But the problem is the FDA and others are suppressing that choice, and that's what the National Health Federation is all about. It's about giving you the choice. People who want to take chemotherapy, more power to them if that's what they want. They can throw a roll of the dice and go with chemotherapy, or they can have a more surefire thing with GCMAF, or at least they should have a more surefire thing. Again, it should be their choice, not the government's choice to make for you. We have an elite in power that thinks they know what's good for us, but all it's led is to more death, injury, and disability throughout the country. And there has not been a free medical system in this country for a very, very long time. And again, this is what the NHF is all about. It's about giving you the choice to make with your own life, your own health, your own body.
This is very powerful information from our guest, Scott Tipps, who is the president of the National Health Federation. And again, Scott has been a regular contributor to the show. And last time Scott was on, or the time before that, Scott was talking about how the National Health Federation had managed to reduce the amount of aluminum allowed in food. which was an important, yes. Another important thing that National Health Federation has done for us, not only in America, but worldwide. And this information about GCMAF helping to treat cancer patients is very important. I was completely unfamiliar with this, but the National Health Federation is an excellent group and a group that I strongly support. Scott, we just have a few minutes left. Can you please tell the listeners of Here's to Your Health how we can contact the National Health Federation, join, and find out more about the important work?
Well, just go online for those of you who, most of us, of course, who can go online. Go online at www.nhf.com, and go to the Join Us page, and it's super easy to join us that way. Or you can call in at 626-357-2181, 626-357-2181. Be sure to mention the promo code Johnny, because you've been listening. I'm sorry, it doesn't say Joshua, but Johnny, yeah. And you'll get a free Codex book sent to you along with the magazine as well that comes out quarterly. But this is the best way to do it. You'll help support our work to defend your rights to take GCMAF and other substances, and to prevent all these bad health bad health legislation that's coming down the pike. So it's super, super important. I really appreciate you, Josh. You always give us a terrific platform to be on, and people need to remember to listen to your program for real news and not the fake news that's out there.
Well, thank you, Scott. Our guest has been Scott Tipps, who's the president of the National Health Federation. The National Health Federation helps us not only here in the United States, but worldwide. They've reduced the amount of aluminum allowed in food, aluminum being a toxic metal that we want to avoid, linked to Alzheimer's disease and other neurological problems. And Scott mentioned the product GCMAF, which is a non-toxic cancer cure, which is very valuable. And I'd like to hope that you please support the National Health Federation. This is Josh Lane. You're listening to Here's to Your Health. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after these important messages. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. If you have any questions about the guests or topics discussed tonight, please give us a call at 818-707-0005. That number is 818-707-0005. This is Josh Lane. On behalf of the cast and crew, I would like to wish you a healthy and safe good evening.